This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now on Joy 94.9, this is The Glow Show with your hosts, Victoria Police LGBTI Liaison Officer Gabrielle Tyack, Joy's own Will Lanting, with a range of Victoria Police staff and Joy volunteers coming together to inform and support our diverse LGBTI communities. Here is The Glow Show on Joy.
And welcome, you are on The Glow Show. Joy 94.9, I'm Will, and always joined by Australia's favourite crime fighter, Gabrielle Tyack. How are you, Gabby? Oh,
that's a nice intro.
I know, I don't know why, it just came to my mind, crime fighter, which you are.
I can be, yeah. Have been known to be. And my goodness, It's winter, middle of winter, beautiful sunny day.
It is a lovely sunny day.
Love
today.
It.
I know. I think later on next week it's going to be a little bit more yucky weather. We've got some rain coming over the weekend, and I had to look it up because I got to work on the weekend. So
I see you want to check out the weather.
That's what.
See how cold you're
going
to get.
I know, but I will be in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to head off to Europe, but we'll talk about that a little bit more a little later. But talking about overseas, you've just been overseas, which we mentioned a few times.
Yeah, well, it's so good. I've just got to keep talking about it.
Yeah.
But what's on today's tonight's show is I recorded a couple of interviews with some of the police that I was over in Toronto with.
Yep.
And I'm really excited. I've been hanging on to them since I've been back and wanting to play them and talk about them. And it's our second last show before we have a little break.
We do, yes. Yeah.
And I thought, well, we really need to
talk. And we've got to talk about this World Conference, the Second World LGBTQ Conference for Criminal Justice Professionals.
That's me.
I know, that is you. And it's the second one, so that's fabulous. So where was the first one?
Amsterdam.
Right.
It was fantastic. 2016, went to Amsterdam. Bit of a culture shock.
Really?
Because, I'm not used to walking around smelling marijuana in the air. As soon as I got off the train, I'm like, who do I have to talk to? Oh, you can do that here.
It is an amazing place, I must admit.
But a beautiful city.
It is lovely.
Wonderful people. They were very friendly.
I'm half Dutch myself. And that's where I'm off to next couple of weeks. Make off home to Holland.
But we're jet setters, aren't we, on the Glow Show?
We are jet setters.
We're lucky. What did you just say?
We're jet setters.
We're something.
I know. It's the cold. It's been a horrible winter and I've had a bit of a flu and I'm still slowly getting over it. But we'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there in the end. Now, so you went over to Toronto for the second annual Crime Fighters LGBTIQ conference, which is...
Not annual.
Annual.
Every three in a bit-ish years.
The triannual.
Something like that. And the next one's here, don't forget, 2021 in Melbourne.
I hope I get an invite.
Well, if we're still friends.
True. Well, probably won't be then. No.
But I spoke to a bunch of lovely police from, I wanted to say from all over the world, but in fact, it's from one continent.
Yeah.
They're all from either Canada or America.
Yep.
But oh well, they're not Australian, so they're international police.
No, that's true. And look, this is in the beginnings, this whole criminal fighters conference for the LGBTIQ community. It is beginning. You have had people from Greece, I think, in the Amsterdam one, was that?
I think so.
You had one from Greece,
Yeah, I mean, we had, in this most recent one in Toronto, there were 15 different countries represented.
Yeah.
I just only recorded the ones on the continent that we're in, just because it was so busy and we were talking to so many people, and I didn't realise I'd only done Canadian and American.
Oh, well.
So I don't have any other accents, but they're still pretty cool accents.
They're pretty cool. I've actually listened to them a little earlier today, and it's some interesting interviews and interesting people, and it's really great to see that. And one of the things I got out of the interviews as well is that we all have the same issues and, you know, the same problems, and it's quite a fascinating history that some of the countries have, which we'll talk about and listen to as well in some of these interviews.
Yeah, well, the first one we have is a trans officer who isn't a police officer but works in corrections in Canada, in Manitoba. So I'll let Logan Oxenham tell you a little bit about what he does.
Yeah, so I just asked you to state your name, your rank, where you work, pretty much that.
My name is Logan Oxenham. I work in Winnipeg, Manitoba, for the Government of Manitoba Corrections in the Custody Department.
Okay, and so you're at the conference today. I just want to know what brought you here, and then what did you get out of being here today?
Well, I learned about this conference when it first happened in Amsterdam. And when I heard about the Amsterdam conference, I had missed the boat on applying for a grant to attend. But I made a point of staying up to speed with where the next one was going to be. And so when I heard it was going to be in Toronto, I made a point of doing what I could to be here. And I reached out to Danielle, and she said, "You're welcome to come." And here I am.
And so you weren't just coming to listen to it, you actually and take part in it. You actually were a presenter.
Yeah, it is. It's to have this uniform that I'm wearing. It's a blue, looks like a kind of a North American police officer uniform with a stripe down the pants. And to have this uniform outside of a jail, associated with LGBT law enforcement issues, is a huge deal for where I'm from, and I'm proud to wear it and be here and represent.
Excellent. And what did you get out of being here today?
Oh, so many things. I love the camaraderie. I've learned so much, and I wish I could stay and learn more, but I've really appreciated how everyone's just approaches each other with open arms and with respect, and it's so refreshing to be in a place in a situation with officers that do that. It's great.
That was Logan Oxenham from Toronto Police, or probably commonly known as Trono.
No, Will, you really weren't listening, were you? Because Logan works for Winnipeg Corrections, Manitoba Corrections.
Oh, there you go. So I definitely wasn't listening, was I?
So,
well, I've got my notes wrong.
A corrections officer, not a police officer. But Logan was really interesting. He delivered a talk called Creating a Positive and Inclusive Working Environment for Trans Staff, mm-hmm. which is pretty massive, working in a corrections facility with prison. And he spoke about how pretty much the fight that he's gone through working in that environment, and even the struggle to get the correct uniform to wear, which he still really hasn't even got after working there for a number of years. So he's still fighting, but really brave, and I was really, really pleased to meet him. And if you look at the Facebook post about this episode, you'll see all the people that we're speaking to in their uniforms, so you'll be able to see the uniform that Logan was talking about.
Now, up next, we've got Eleanor Serco from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and I actually found that one quite fascinating because she was talking about the purge, which Canada, I could say the word, suffered. It was obviously to do in the back in the 60s and 70s in the Cold War issues, where they didn't want people to be under threat if they were recognised LGBTIQ, and they would literally legally sack them from their workplaces.
Yeah. And Neil Patterson, the Assistant Commissioner, spoke about that last week in our program.
Yeah.
So Eleanor is fascinating to listen to.
Yeah. No, and here is Eleanor Serco from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Okay, so can you state your name for me, where you work, and what your role is, please?
Yep, my name is Corporal Eleanor Sturko, and I'm a media relations officer for the Surrey RCMP, which is a detachment of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in Canada.
Cool. And I'm just wanting to know why you're here at the conference this week.
Well, as an out lesbian and a police officer, I think it's important that I get together with other criminal justice professionals, and we can talk about some of the challenges and our history, different types of initiatives that people are taking in other countries, so that we can share our ideas in ways that can help make our communities stronger, more inclusive, and ultimately safer for the people that we serve.
Great answer.
Thanks.
Now, you've got a special link to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and what would that be?
Well, I'm actually one of 8 members of my family that served in the force, so we have a combined total of 186 years of service. But the very first member of my family to join the RCMP was my great uncle, Sergeant David Van Norman, and my link with him actually is that he was a member of the RCMP who is actually part of what is known in Canada as the Purge, and that was a period of time during which our federal government sought to expunge people from our LGBTQ2+ community from the public service under the belief that they posed a risk to security because they were susceptible to blackmail. And this is a period of time that took place during the Cold War. So unfortunately, my Uncle Dave was purged and he was forced to resign from the RCMP after it was discovered that he was a gay man. So, and here I am all these years later, and now I'm in the RCMP. I'm in the same regiment. So it really does show to me, and it's something that I really like to demonstrate, that there has been a lot of cultural change, especially in Canada, which I'm very grateful for. We've gone from a period of time where people like us in the community, people like my uncle, were not able to serve their country, to a time in which not only am I able to serve and give back to my country and community, but I've also been chosen as a spokesperson for our National Police Force. So I'm incredibly grateful, and I enjoy sharing my story because I think it's important for us to remember our history and where we've come from, but also to celebrate the fact that we have made progress, and we all should be proud of how we've changed to, you know, make this a greater community for everybody.
Great answer. And one last question. So you've been at the conference now. This is the third and last day. What have you got out of the conference that's going to help you go forward?
Oh, wow. This conference, actually, I've just taken away so much. But I have to say, one of the things that I've really appreciated was the absolute sincerity that all of the presenters have offered. I've heard a lot of people sharing their personal experiences and stories, and in particular, one of the challenges that I found even within our police force is that not a lot of information about our trans brothers and sisters. And so I was able to take away a lot of information about how I can better support and make a safer work environment and even community with our community members in the trans community to do my job better and to help support the other members of my force also do a better job of supporting that community. So this has been really great. I plan on taking all this information back and sharing it with my colleagues who haven't attended. And this is just such a worthwhile event, and I can't wait for the next one.
Fantastic. And thank you very much for inviting me into your country.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. Come back anytime.
I love it.
Isn't that beautiful?
And if you could definitely hear the music in the background.
Yeah.
It was lunchtime on the very last day of a 3-day conference, and so people were dancing at lunch. And I walked back in there after that interview, and they're all doing the, you know, when they're in a line and they dance in a line, whatever that's called.
Line dance?
Oh, whatever. But they were doing that. So that's what happens at a police conference at the very end.
Brilliant stuff. Now, you've got to stay tuned for some more because we've got a couple more interviews from the World Conference coming up next. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Glow Show with Gabby and Will on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to The Glow Show on Joy. Back soon.
Your community is our business.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome back. This is The Glow Show on Joy.
You're back on The Glow Show with Will and Gabby, and sadly this is our second last episode before we go off air for one grid.
One grid, yeah. I'm off to Europe for a little bit, and you know, I think we just need a little bit of a break, and freshen up for summer. So we will be back. Don't fear, don't drop your beer or whatever you're drinking right now. So. But we will be back. But yeah, we're just having a break for the grid. So yeah.
But we're having a great episode today. We're talking to some police that I spoke to in Toronto at the second World LGBTI Conference for Criminal Justice Professionals in Toronto in, when was it, June? Only last month.
It was too, yeah. You were missing
time
in
flies.
Action.
I was. We spoke to Corporal Eleanor Sturko, who's in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and she spoke about the purge. So if you didn't hear that, you better go back and listen to it. But one thing that she didn't say at that interview, but she said in one of the talks she gave in Toronto, was that her uncle, when he was forced out of the police force, moved to San Francisco because obviously that's a place where it was very gay friendly and people were accepted there. But during the time that he was there in the 80s, he contracted AIDS. And it, his family never actually wanted him to leave, but he thought they did because he didn't think they'd accept him for being gay. And getting close to the end of his life, he was quite ill. They invited him back to Canada to join the family again, and they all reconnected before he died. So a beautiful and sad story, but it's really nice that they all got to see him and be with him again.
It's been quite an eye-opener because The Purge, as I said before, was really leveraged. Now, whether it was leveraged rightfully or wrongfully by the Cold War, they didn't want people of influence to be put in compromised positions. So they used to, certainly in Canada with this purge, that would sack them, expel them from positions like the police force and government. And Russia actually suffered very much the similar thing when they had a typical penal code that was exercised. Unfortunately, they used that LGBTI or gay penal code on the same Cold War effect, but, you know, it just went a lot more discriminative as well. And I think that's one of the problems that Russia suffers today, where it's a carryover of that stigma from that penal code. So
I don't think they ever healed.
They don't. And it does take a lot of time to heal, but it's amazing how there can be a lot of synergy around the world, you know, whether it be Russia or whether it be America, Canada, and even Australia. It's fascinating stuff.
Yeah, all of these stories are so similar, the ones that we hear. Very relevant. So the next person we're talking to is actually a very good friend of mine who's a sheriff in LA County. So we'll play this one.
Now, can you just tell me your name and your rank and what state or country you work in?
My name is Marion Tucker, and I'm a sergeant for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. I work out of the Palmdale Station, and I'm a traffic motor sergeant, and I'm the only woman that has ever ridden motors for Los Angeles County Sheriff.
By motors, do you mean motorbikes?
Motorbikes. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Now, we've known each other a little while.
Yeah, about 4 years, maybe 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah, so how did we meet?
We were at a LGBT conference. It was a world conference in Amsterdam.
That was fun.
It was. It was really great.
Do you remember when we met?
Not exactly.
How rude.
I know. I'm bad like that.
Okay. Well,
do you remember?
No.
Oh, therefore, we're both rude.
I was hoping you could tell me. So
it's probably over ice cream.
It probably was ice cream.
Yeah. We had a lot of ice cream.
We loved ice cream.
And that was your fault, too.
It was. But moving on, we are now at the second LGBTI World Conference for Criminal Justice Professionals in Toronto, Canada.
Yes, we are.
So what brought you to this conference?
Well, I wanted to see you. But besides that, it's a great opportunity to meet allies and LGBT criminal justice professionals from all over the states and the world, and to help increase the visibility and the knowledge of those who are in the profession to... I kind of think it's our job to help others along.
Good answer.
Well, thanks.
And final question for you. So now we've almost come to the conclusion of the conference. One more day.
Yes.
So what are you getting out of it?
I think the biggest thing I got is even though we have come a long way in the 30 years I've been a deputy for the Sheriff's Department, we still have some to go. Not only in the States, but all over the world. Some countries are a bit ahead of us, and some countries are lagging behind a bit. But I think it's together that we can find a way, and love will win.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, it was so good to see her, one of my really good friends who I've been friends with since Amsterdam. We clicked, and I did remember when we met on the very first night when we had a meet and greet drinks, and I pretty much sat down with her and her wife, and we were friends ever since. And I've been to LA and gone to her sheriff department and driven in a sheriff police car, so that was all really exciting. So we've shared a bit of uniform, so we know each other, and she'll be definitely here in 2021.
In Melbourne.
2021, yeah, in Melbourne. Hmm. And so the next interview and our very final one are with two Toronto police officers.
Okay, so it's Christopher Atwood and Patty Ritsina.
Ritsinas.
And they are from Toronto Police.
They're Toronto.
Toronto.
Yep.
All right, so just start off with saying your name and where you work and what your role is.
Okay. I'm Christopher Atwood. I'm a police officer with the Toronto Police Service. I work out 55 Division, and I'm on what we call the Mobile Crisis Intervention Team, which consists of myself as the police officer and a trained psychiatric nurse. And our role is to go out in the community and engage with people that are in crisis. And then they get assessed, and then we determine whether they go to hospital or if there's other resources within the community that we can assess them or assist them with. And we do deal a lot with LGBT youth that are also transitioning into you know, next phase of their life, and they can go through some crisis. So we actually deal with a lot of LGBT youth.
Very cool. And you?
I am Patty Ritsinas. I am a police officer with the Toronto Police Service, and I work at 12 Division as a crime prevention officer, and I am also the co-chair of our LGBTQ ISN, Internal Support Network.
Oh, very good. And I've met you today because you're sitting outside in the foyer promoting a few things. So what brought you to the conference this week?
So I'm also a director on the ISN. So we came to the conference so that our role is to support internal members that identify as LGBTQ members and also community members. So we wanted to come in, be able to sit with other members of the panels, and one of our ISN members spoke on the panel on the first day, I believe. So we would just want to be able to share what we give to members and the community as ISN members and a support network. So you want to come in and kind of see what other police services are doing around the world and how they're supporting their members and the LGBT community and their own community. And take something, little pieces of each from the conference, and take that back into what we can help our members with and also the community members.
Yeah, we do something very, very similar.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting to hear. Have you got anything to add?
Well, I was at the conference in Amsterdam a few years ago, and this was a great opportunity to come back and see everybody that I met back in Amsterdam, to do some networking, and again, to learn all the best practices that all the other services are doing all around the world.
So you probably answered this next question a little bit in that, but what have you been getting out of this conference, and what are you going to take back to your own police force?
So for me, this is my first conference, and I've just found it amazing what I've taken away is how each service does things maybe a little bit different, but we all have the same goal. And we all want to come out with the same conclusion and to keep going and keep fighting for rights, LGBT rights. And we may all go about it a little different way. We all may have our own struggles as we've heard through the conference of getting there. But ultimately, we all have the same goal. And I think I've taken from the conference, has taken every little piece that people do things differently and try to incorporate it not only in the work that I do, but maybe in my own aspects of my own life and how I deal with the community and within my own members of the police service.
For me, I love hearing all the personal stories that everyone has and their experiences that they've had to deal with as out members of their services. And it's just very heartwarming, and it reminds us why we're all here and we come together and why we are doing the work that we're doing, and we have to keep moving forward with that.
Because at the end, love is love.
It is. And we're all going to go back to our jobs and be refreshed and reinvigorated, I think.
Mm-hmm. Gives you that little boost that when you came into this conference, you maybe were like, I'm not quite sure where I fit or what I can bring to the table. But I think just looking at everyone and speaking with everyone and having an ability to mingle and get to know one another from each country, you can take something back. And you can say, okay, I can do this. And then we can move forward that, yes, in our aspects of the LGBTQ community, sometimes we do take one step forward and two steps back. But we can take something from this and say, you know what? Yeah, we may be a couple steps back in regards to, not being able to march in the parade. But that's not going to stop us. And we're going to keep moving forward.
I think sometimes we get a little bit too comfortable within our own lives. And we think that everything is the way it should be. But then you hear other people's stories and it reminds you that it's not like that for everybody, and we have to continue doing the work we do to support others. And
keep fighting the fight.
Right?
Okay.
That's what you're
Thank you.
That was Christopher and Patty from the Toronto Police speaking to Gabby at the Second World LGBTQ Conference for Criminal Justice Professionals. Excellent job there, Gabby. You should Thanks. Be really, really proud of yourself. That was great.
It was such an honour, and I really wish I had time to interview more people, but one day I was on a panel and one day I was giving a presentation, so I was stressed and running around preparing. So this is all I got to do. So when they're here in Melbourne, I want to interview almost everybody. So I'm going to take a lot of time.
And I'll be there to support you too with a bit of luck.
We'll get it done. But thank you to everyone. It was a wonderful conference. I loved it. I can't wait to see you all again. I wish I had more time with you.
Yeah. Now we must go. Thank you very much also to the Murphys, who have given us a fair bit of support over the last few months. But we must go. Gabby, you stay safe, and we'll see you next week.
Next week with Assistant Commissioner Luke Cornelius.
Oh, looking forward to that. And that'll be our final episode for The Grid. And we should be back in summer.
We will be.
You listen to The Glow Show on Joy 94.9.
That's it from us today. Thanks for listening to another Glow Show on Joy. Tonight's episode has just been loaded to the Joy website and our podcast feed on iTunes. So if you missed anything important, you can hear it again now. Please support the volunteers who make the Glow Show happen by subscribing to our podcast and sharing them with your friends on social media. The Glow Show is produced by Will Lansing and Gabrielle Tyack and edited weekly by me, Jason Gibbs. See you next time on Joy. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.